still don't know what I was waiting for. And my time was running wild and me in dead-end streets. And every time I thought I got it made, it seemed
to taste. Good morning.
So
welcome to January 3rd, 2024. And Matt Nair on the air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Yes, we have some changes we want to share with you, as evidenced by Calvin's bumpin' music there by Mr. David Bowie.
David Bowie's our new co-host.
He is, yes, our third co-host. Yeah. Our beloved colleague and friend, Kristen Bry, has taken a new opportunity, which she is going to be able to tell you about in the coming weeks. So keep following Kristen and As Goes Wisconsin on all your social media platforms. Mm-hmm. She is still there, and it's not our place to share the details of her next adventure. So, but she will be updating you as she can. So again, continue to follow Kristen Bry, As Goes Wisconsin, on all your social medias. And otherwise, it's like springing someone else's surprise, and we don't want to do that.
Yeah, I was going to treat it like a wrestling thing where I was like, oh, listen here, brother. But I got shut down because I wanted some pomp and dramatics, but they're like, no, let's just make an announcement.
Because we're friends.
I know.
We're all really good friends, yeah. And I mean that most sincerely. We just had lunch on Friday.
And I didn't have lunch on Friday.
Kristen and I had lunch on Friday, and I got to hold baby Frankie. And by the way, she did tell me, because I read Baby Bubbles, that I'm her favorite person at Civic Media, so the competition is over.
I never entered this competition to begin with. This was a weird competition between you and program director Catherine.
There's this unspoken rivalry.
I got a dog. I don't care about anybody else right now. I mean, I care about Frankie Lou, and I care about Kristen, and I care about Mike, but I want to cuddle my dog right now.
Okay, so that's fine.
But yeah, so there's the news.
Well, that is the news, and we wish her well. This is a very, very happy parting.
Yes.
There is no animosity. There are no bad feelings.
Nope.
I have always only wanted what is best for her, and now with the baby and other changes in her life, she has just found an opportunity that is going to be a little bit of a better fit for her.
Exactly.
So we're very excited for her. I'm going to miss her. I love her.
And
wish her all the best.
So welcome to
Matt Nair on air.
Oh.
Okay, this was an emergency branding meeting yesterday. Because this kind of happened quickly in the background. I always like to talk about live radio. If you ever worked in community theater, which I did for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
And I love community theater, but it's all volunteer for the most part.
Yep.
And it's always like there's a fire going on behind the scenes, and yet you're still putting on a good show.
Yeah.
In the front of the house.
Yeah.
And this is kind of what live radio is like.
Yeah. And there were some title choices.
Yes.
I came up with a couple. Insane in the Mem Jane. That was one of mine.
Didn't even make the
whiteboard.
No. Didn't even make the whiteboard.
No. I was told to get coffee.
If you have suggestions.
Oh, man.
Because this is kind of a working title, Matt Nair on Air. If you have suggestions, let us know. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Thank you. Keep them clean.
I was going to say, we are still, even though it's a new name, we are still beholden to FCC.
We are.
Rules and regulations.
Very much so.
Text us.
Yeah.
Please.
Text us. Give us a call. Again, 844-967-2789.
And just because it's a new name, doesn't mean you can't download that Civic Media app.
You can take it everywhere you go.
Everywhere.
It is the appiest of apps.
It's like an appy meal.
It is.
It's an appy meal of information.
You can listen to all the shows across the entire Civic Media network.
Mm-hmm.
It has that instantaneous text and call. So handy.
Genius.
It is so genius.
Genius.
And by the way, if you normally like to watch us on the live stream, that has changed a little bit too.
Yeah.
Yes. So if you're looking for us, you will find us at Civic Media's Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter feeds.
Yes. And look, if you don't
Matt,
know it,
look for Matt Nair on air.
If you don't know what Twitter is, it's now called X, because a guy who made some cars was like, I want to spend some money. Point is, you can still find us. And I see people watching us on the live stream right now.
Oh, they hello, found us.
Hello, live stream people.
Oh, how nice.
Say hello to us in the comments. What do you hear from the people?
Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And again, Just so there's no confusion about anything, we love Kristen. We're very happy for her. We're very excited for her. And it's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great for everybody.
So we're not going to change things too considerably here.
We send kisses.
We do send kisses, absolutely.
To Kristen, to Mike, and to baby Frankie.
And to baby Frankie, always, always, always. We send kisses to you, too.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, it depends. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY! If you would like to have a suggestion for the show title, because again, this just came up kind of quickly, kind of a quick branding meeting yesterday.
Yeah.
Throwing things at the wall. Let's see what happens. Let's see what can stick.
We call it Pasta on the Wall with Jane Matinee.
Fancy Brian Kelly and I were texting last night because I brought up, he has a list of 30 songs about Jane.
Yeah. There's an album called Songs About Jane.
I did not know
Maroon 5's first album is called Songs About Jane.
I knew Jane from Starship. I knew Sweet Jane from Lou Reed.
Yeah.
Lady Jane from the Rolling Stones. That was about it. And I started looking through this list of Jane songs and reading the lyrics, and it's like, geez, are they all drug dealers and prostitutes?
Okay.
Right. It's like, wow, where's the happy Jane songs?
There's a band of rappers. They're Irish ladies. They're called House of Jane.
I like that.
Anyone who grew up in the 90s gets that reference. You didn't.
I didn't.
It's never mind. Okay. It's fine.
Was it important?
No.
It was something crucial.
I'm just trying to uphold the title I was given last week of being the funny one on this show. Seriously, you have the charm and the brains and the face. Everything I lack, I make up for in humor. It's like when you're like, oh, what does he look like? He's got a nice personality.
He's a wonderful personality. Like, okay, you would love Greg Buck.
Great.
Brady is checking in on the stream. Brady Coulthard says, I love the title, Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Brady. We appreciate that. If you want to check in with your suggestions, if you have some rhymey words. Brian and I spent 20 minutes last night just sharing different words that rhyme with Jane.
Dorks.
I know. We have no lives.
I'm really upset that I wasn't included in this.
It just kind of popped out of nowhere.
Yeah, okay.
Steven from Green Bay is on the line, who I believe is the one who dubbed you the funny one.
Yeah!
Good morning, Steven. Thank you so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
is that my new name when I call, the one that dubbed Greg Buck the funny one?
You are the one. Yes.
Okay. I have a name, and let me just tell you, I recently have been trying to do the same thing because I'm starting my own podcast. That's one of the things I'm doing in 2024, and that's kind of my activism part of me is I'm going to be starting my own podcast.
Good for you.
So I was been doing the same thing. I'm like, what am I going to call myself that, you know, people haven't already done? I don't want to take someone else's name. But for you, because of the platform you kind of talk about, I think Progress with Jane Matinee would be cool.
I don't hate that.
That's not bad.
Progress with Jane Matinee. You think it would look good on a t-shirt?
Yeah, I mean, you could put that on a t-shirt.
You can make a can of soup. And
we gotta have merch, Steven. We're always looking for a merch idea.
The right is always calling themselves patriots. So, I mean, if they can call themselves patriots, I don't think Progress is a bad thing.
All right.
I appreciate that.
There you go.
Thank you so much, Steven. Have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for listening. Good luck with your podcast, by the way.
Yeah.
That is the thing.
We have some texts here, a bunch of them, actually. 920, listening to WGBW. I love Matt and Air on the Air. Another one from the 515, listening right here, WAUK. New name, Faces of the News. That sounds like a heady 70s, like you'd be sitting on chairs on TV smoking, going, "Welcome to Faces of the News. Tonight we have the Undersecretary of Agriculture."
Yes.
It'd be a 2-hour conversation.
Right. Just about that. I think I lack the gravitas for Faces of the News.
I think you get angry at them after a while. I think you would just be like, "Say something that matters." 541, Andrew from Maine, listening to WAUK. Will Kristen be dropping by still? We don't know. We'll see. I mean, this is all new stuff for, so we won't say yes, we won't say no. We'll say
she's always certainly welcome to.
The future is unknown. Pants Party with Insane Jane. Thank you very much, 414.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Pants Party with Insane Jane.
Pants Party with Insane Jane. If I had a music show from 7 to midnight, is when I started in radio, I wanted to be the cool rock chick. Unfortunately, I was neither cool nor a rock chick, which is how I ended up doing mornings because I just wasn't cool. If I had a cool 7 to midnight music show, I would do Pants Party with Insane Jane.
I think the fact that you wanted to call it Pants Party with Insane Jane is why you went to mornings. Sane on the air rhymes with your name. That's from the 715, Pat. And then finally, 608, listening to WFHR. This is coming from Laura in Rapids. Complain with Jane.
Oh, Laura.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
What'd you do, Laura?
That could be the whole second hour.
What'd you do, Laura?
We have somebody else checking in on the live stream. And by the way, the show is streaming live just on different platforms. You want to find civicmedia.us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We have another comment. Mark Kuchler says, to paraphrase the Bard, a show by any other name would be as sweet.
Wow.
Aww.
See, you're the sweet one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the funny one.
Only until you get to know us a little bit better.
Yeah, then you're like, oh, Greg, he's the loud one.
No, you're the funny one. That's fine. If you have any other suggestions, please text him in, call him in. 844-967-2789. Coming up, Dan Schaefer is going to be here from the wonderful Recombobulation area. We're going to be talking about a number of things, including the new sales taxes have begun in Milwaukee County, in the city of Milwaukee, which was part of the budget deal and the shared revenue deal. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and also the redistricting cases. Very, very important. We'll see how much that can move along.
Hopefully it moves along at a nice pace.
At a
wonderful pace.
When we return, Aaron Rodgers, you're such a...
You're something.
You are, and we'll have all
you
the
are
details.
A pile of something.
When we return, stay with us. This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair in the big chair. Greg Bach with me.
Matt Nair in the big chair on air.
Oh, Greg Bach with me in our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. We've got Calvin on the board, and we'd love to hear from you. Call or text 844-967-2789. If you're watching on the live stream, you can find us on Civic Media's Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter pages. Big announcement at the top of the show. Kristen has received another opportunity, which is going to work out really well for her and her husband and little baby Frankie. We're very excited for her. We love her. We're going to miss her. We're still very good friends. I know you and Kristen are good friends.
Yes, indeed.
I'm very, very good friends with Kristen. So this is not
goodbye.
This is not acrimonious by any stretch of the imagination. It really isn't. So we're delighted for her. We're delighted for us. And are grateful to have you along. So we were taking some of your recommendations. We had kind of a real quickly put together meeting yesterday on what are we going to call this? And so Matt Nair on air was the determination, but this is a working title at this point. So we're taking your suggestions. If you have an idea for a different name for the show, texter from the 414 says, yay, Jane finally headlines her own show. Congratulations. If not permanent, here's my top of the head suggestion. Jane's World.
That makes me Garth. Or call myself Gregorth. That's dumb. I'm sorry, everybody.
That's it. I'll be listening. Best of luck from Eric of Tosa.
Aww,
thank you
nice.
So very much, Eric. Really appreciate that.
We got a couple good ones here.
Oh, good.
First one, 262, listening on WAUK right now. Thank you for listening. I love Matinair on the Air, or Forward with Jane Matinair. I put that in.
Forward with Jane Matinair?
Yeah.
I like that.
And here's one I'm less excited about.
Okay.
Andrew from Maine said, the Wisco Beauty and the Laughing Beast. So I don't see that as a compliment.
You don't find that even moderately amusing?
You were called beautiful. I was called a beast. And not like in beast mode, like I'm going to spike a football. Like,
you don't know.
Take
that.
The kids away. That hunk of hair is coming towards us.
That is not Andrew's intention.
Yeah, okay.
I can just tell by the way he typed it out.
I can tell. Andrew from Maine, I can tell.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you have a suggestion for the show name. Right now, Matinair on Air is what we're going to go with. So Dan Schaefer is coming up in a little bit at 10:33. We did want to take a moment. Oh, man.
Why?
Aaron Rodgers.
Why?
Why do you have to be such a pill?
He's a POS, a piece of something.
He is he's a pill.
This is what happens when bored rich guys don't have to work.
Aaron Rodgers was on what? Some ESPN show.
The Pat McAfee show.
Oh, he's like the only person that he talks to.
It's like Joe Rogan's, but more sports.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
So he's on the Pat McAfee show on ESPN. And apparently Aaron Rodgers and talk show host Jimmy Kimmel had been having some back and forths, I assume, about the COVID vaccine.
Correct.
And all of that stuff. So they're not necessarily fans of one another. And now the Jeffrey Epstein list of all of the people who flew on his private planes to his private islands is supposed to be getting released, I thought, this week.
Okay.
This week.
We'll see.
And Aaron Rodgers said that he kind of implied that Jimmy Kimmel is on this list.
He straight out said it.
Of people who went to Jeffrey Epstein's island where there was lots of sex trafficking going on and sex with underage girls and things like that. So, yeah, there's a lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, said Aaron, who are hoping that list doesn't come out.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, if it comes out, I will definitely be popping some sort of bottle in celebration. Mr. Kimmel was not happy.
He's a comedian, but he does not take well to things like this.
No, he really doesn't.
No.
Dear A-hole, for the record, I have not met, flown with, visited, or had any contact whatsoever with Epstein, nor will you find my name on any list other than the clearly phony nonsense that soft-brained wackos like yourself can't seem to distinguish from reality. Your reckless words put my family in danger. Keep it up, and we will debate the facts further in court.
Yeah. You know, that sort of thing. I mean, talk about classlessness. I mean, this was a guy who a few years ago was just seen as the epitome of an athlete, like not just a player, but just a cool guy who seemed to just get along with people, upright citizen, all that kind of thing. I mean, And he's just fallen so hard because for just the douchiest causes. He just sounds like just that douchebag. He sounds like your sister's boyfriend. You're like, I just don't want to talk to him. Right. Don't bring him to Thanksgiving.
Don't make me sit next to him, right? Because he drives me crazy.
Yeah. He's saying nothing of value, but because he is who he is, he gets a giant platform. And he influences people, and he's like, well, Aaron Rodgers thinks so. Like, why not? Current Packer player and former Rodgers teammate David Bakhtiari also fired back at Kimmel after Kimmel fired back at Rodgers, saying, tell me you're on the Jeffrey Epstein client list without telling me you're on the Jeffrey Epstein client list. First of all, too long, bro. Just do it. He's also, I believe, I think he deleted that tweet because he probably saw that there's actionable claims there.
Yes.
At the very least, press some charges.
Yes.
Even doesn't go anywhere. But why are you doing that, man? Why would you say that about a person who does? I mean,
because he and Aaron are best buds.
Ugh.
So he's got to come to Aaron's defense.
Find new friends, David.
Well, again, Aaron Rodgers, just go and to go and hide in a dark place for another 3 days and have another cleanse. What didn't he do that not too long ago?
He does cleanses. He eats mud. He I don't know. He
he eats mud.
I think his ex fiance did. She like would eat mud as part.
There's
of
actually a there is a condition for that for people who
dating Aaron Rodgers.
For no, that's a whole separate category. But for people who ingest dirt.
Yeah.
And mud, there is an actual term for that.
Weird?
It's not that.
Okay.
All right. Greg's medical diagnosis.
I don't know. I'm ferociously disappointed at this.
Like, with Rodgers?
Yeah. Yeah.
I am too.
Because just because you disagree with a vaccination opinion, no need to make these claims. And that's the thing is, Epstein is that divisive where people will come after you if they even think that you are a part of it.
Not everyone.
That's why Kimmel said this has put my family in danger.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
And quite frankly, there are a whole bunch of people who should not be throwing stones because I think the bipartisan number of men who have gone on his planes to his island is going to be shocking on both sides.
Yep.
On both sides. All right, stay with us. When we return, we are going to recombobulate with the one and only Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area. Stay close. This is Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair with you. Greg Bach with me in the studio. Calvin is on the board. And our very first guest on our inaugural program, Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area is joining us. Good morning, Dan. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning. Happy to be here as the first official guest for Matt Nair on Air. How exciting.
I wish we had a prize or some valuable trinket you could take away, but we don't.
I feel like if we just get like a tiny bottle of champagne and hit a computer with it.
I'll just do that on my end right here.
There you go. There you go.
That would be perfect. That would
Matt
be perfect.
Matt Nair on Air with guest Dan Schaefer.
All kinds of possibilities.
Sure, Greg.
Yes, sure.
Greg.
Whatever works.
Just trying to find my value here, Dan.
If you want to watch us on the live stream, you can find us on the Civic Media stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. And you can always leave a comment there as well. We see that. You can call or text into at 844-967-2789. So, Mr. Schaefer, where do you want to start today? Should we talk about redistricting?
Yeah, sure. I feel like, you know, I joined you guys in studio the last time I was on the show, and I feel like it's a different world now, almost, that I'm returning to, not only in the name of the show, of course, but in the state of Wisconsin. We don't have maps right now in the state because the Wisconsin Supreme Court has struck down those maps in a Friday afternoon, December 22nd ruling. That was just a wonderful Christmas gift from the liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Not the most Wisconsin thing to happen, though, that they drop it the Friday of late Friday on a holiday weekend? It just seems like this is when everything always drops.
The Friday news dump is, of course, a staple of the Wisconsin political news cycle. And for this to come not only in a Friday news dump, but a Friday before a holiday news dump.
Right.
It's like, of course, this is the way it has to be. Of course it is.
Well, it's interesting, too, because we talked about it. I know we talked about it with you, and we talked about it, I think, with Joe Sopecki and a couple other people, too. Everyone thought at the earliest, and that was going to be very quick turnaround, it was going to be January this month we were going to hear something. So something so quick, right before Christmas, I mean, it broke, I think, an hour and a half, 2 hours after we got off the air. Yeah. We're like, okay, well, we'll see you next week, and we'll talk about it.
Well, and isn't that one of the arguments now, Dan, that that the Republicans are using, is that this happened too quickly. They didn't seriously look at our arguments.
Coming from the Gavel in, Gavel out party? Sure, go ahead.
I think that is the same party.
Yeah, it's very same. The least active full-time state legislature during the pandemic is now once again saying that they don't have enough time to do their work. Yeah, that was one of the things that kind of dropped in between Christmas and New Year's was that, you know, the Republicans filed their challenge to the Wisconsin Supreme Court's redistricting ruling. I'm going to read one passage of it because I found it absolutely hilarious when I was going through it. So this, I think it was filed on the December 28th, I think became public on the 29th, but it said, this is from the Republican petition. This time around, the legislative process would require all or some of that. Given the governor's commitment to vetoing any redistricting reforms, it could require time for legislators to work across the aisle and try to override that veto. It is not something that can be rushed over Christmas and New Year holidays. Yeah. So there's so much there even
is.
Just in that little passage, because these Republicans so rarely ever work across the aisle, rarely work with the governor. And the fact that this is happening between Christmas and New Year's, well, tough luck. There's a lot of people in this world who have to work between Christmas and New Year's. I'm sure the lawyers who filed this, you know, 66-page brief to challenge this ruling, I'm sure they were compensated adequately. So I'm not sure that they should really be twisting themselves in knots over the timing of this ruling. It's just it is very Wisconsin, as we all mentioned, but it's this is the way things are. It's not like the journalists who are covering this, you know, for the daily newspapers and all that, who had to push pause on their stories covering the latest from this. You know, this was expected for a long time, or the day before. I think Robin Voss was on the record saying that he expected this ruling. So like this, you know, they had plenty of time to prepare for something like that. And now we're headed towards, you know, a timeline where they're going to have to submit maps. And I think less than 10 days now, I think, is the January 12th deadline for the initial wave of maps. So, man, there's going to be it's a discombobulating time, Jane.
Where can they read about it, Dan?
Do as best we can you can read about it eventually. This did I paint a picture for you there?
You did.
Just after they throw away your full bottle of shampoo that you knew wasn't legal to have on the plane, but you're still mad about it.
But yeah. you know what? I agree with you though, Dan, that the thing that really grinds me about that is there are some who have, you know, we're lazy. People are lazy. They don't want to work. Everybody wants a free handout, you know, pick yourself up by your bootstraps and throw yourself into it. And, you know, I just want to say to these guys, you're a salaried employee. That means that we can ask you to work as much overtime as we need.
Yeah.
It's a right to work.
You're
state.
Also an elected employee, which means if you're not doing it, we can replace you.
Yes. And we should.
Well, you know, nobody wants to work anymore. Maybe we should drug test them to see if they're, you know, get to receive their the public salary, right? all the different hoops that they make people jump through, all the administrative burdens and all that. Maybe we should see if the legislature's really, you know, getting ready to work here.
I could absolutely get behind drug testing our lawmakers.
Sir, you have giraffe tranquilizer in you. How did you do that?
I volunteer to do the testing. I will run the lab test. I'll dedicate my life just to checking up on them and make sure they're all in the up and up.
Yeah.
Dan,
but I think ultimately, you know, the big picture on these maps, and we have talked about this so many different times, whether it was, you know, during the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court, I think what this ruling signifies is hope. I think this is hope for a better future for the state of Wisconsin, and hope that we have maps that will more accurately reflect the electorate in the state of Wisconsin, and not be an impenetrable 60 plus seat majority for Republicans in the assembly and a supermajority in the state Senate. Hopefully this will make more seats competitive when we get to election time. And I think that with that, you know, competitive nature of this, it's about accountability. And I think if people want a fresh opportunity to hold their legislators accountable, boy, would this really bring that opportunity in such a new and interesting way. And in a way that, you know, reflects the values of Wisconsin of fairness and competitiveness and democracy, and all of those different things that are so important to our governing process in the state.
And along with other states that have had map decisions come down in the past year or so, it's going to be a template for other states who are fighting for better electoral maps as well. I mean, other states came down, but Wisconsin was really the most focused. Thank you. The main one. We were the ones everyone was looking towards, and I feel like this will be a great way to help drive that conversation in other states. Then,
Dan Schaefer is our guest from the Recombobulation area, and we're talking about the Wisconsin Supreme Court's decision that Wisconsin needs new maps because the old ones are not particularly fair. And I just want to remind folks too, Dan, that if you look at the results of the spring election when Janet Protasiewicz was elected, she was elected by a landslide. I mean, she smoked her challenger. And to me, that is just more evidence that this is a very bipartisan, at least among the voters. People from both sides of the aisle really want to see fair maps because everybody is sick of the lack of accountability. It's not just the Democrats. Janet Protasiewicz wouldn't have been elected by this margin without a lot of support of Republicans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, Daniel Kelly losing two statewide races by double digit margins, hats off to him for that. But I think what it really gets back to, I think there's so many Republicans now who are saying, oh, they just want to gerrymander this in favor of Democrats. You just want to do the same thing that we did,
right,
and flip it and, you know, draw these districts where there's all spiraling out of Madison and Milwaukee and all these different. That's not what we want. That is absolutely 100% not the goal right now, is to gerrymander this in favor of Democrats. I think given the political geography of Wisconsin, you're going to have the majority of the time Republicans are going to be favored to win a majority of districts in this assembly and Senate, but not all of the time.
Right.
And that's the difference.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way it's been for 12 plus years now, where it doesn't matter. You know, you look at 2018 when Democrats in the blue wave election, you know, Tammy Baldwin won by double digits. Governor Evers won. They won every statewide office, but they only picked up one state assembly seat and zero state Senate seats in that year's election. It doesn't reflect what Wisconsinites want. And I think that's what it ultimately comes down to. It's not about gerrymandering things in favor of Democrats. It's having maps that better reflect the state.
Well, and
most of the time, Republicans will win a majority, but not all the time.
It's about setting up a fair fight, mm-hmm, at least having a fair shot, instead of having things leaning so heavily in one direction that there's simply no possibility. Mark from the SAC is on the line. Good morning, Mark. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say real quickly?
Yeah, good morning. Yes, and the maps certainly didn't meet the constitutional requirements of being contiguous and compact. And I wonder if they even met the standard under the senatorial districts that no assembly seats are supposed, districts are supposed to be split up between Senate districts. I mean, because the maps clearly were not in comportment with the constitutional requirements. Fair or unfair, I don't know if we can quantify that, but they certainly did not meet the constitutional requirements because of the word shall in our Constitution. It doesn't mean should. It means must meet those requirements. And I wonder if, in the past, if Supreme Court justices have voted that these maps were constitutional in the past, we're actually in on the deal and in ignoring the constitutional requirement we have there.
Thanks for the call, Mark. I really appreciate it. I'm not a constitutional scholar. I wish I was, and I know Mark from the SAC knows a whole lot more about this stuff than I do. But Yeah, there are some things that are stated in our Constitution exactly that say they must essentially touch. You can't be drawing these islands of voters and picking out, who is it, Leah Vukmir, whose email was circulating all over the place about, I want this portion of New Berlin, and I'd like this piece of Brookfield, and I'd like this piece over here, and this little piece over here, and won't that be nice? They shouldn't be able to... Politicians shouldn't be able to choose their voters.
No.
Well, and to that contiguity argument, you know, that not every municipality in the state of Wisconsin is contiguous. There are these different islands, so it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how those are drawn. But I think we've also seen Republicans say, like, oh, you're going to break up different communities and stuff like that. Well, they already do that when it's politically advantageous for them. Like, I wrote a lot about in this most recent gerrymander how they carved up the city of Wauwatosa. Wauwatosa, one of the most democratic shifting municipalities in the state. They carved Wauwatosa, which is roughly, 55,000, 60,000, roughly the population of an assembly district. They carved it up into four different assembly districts and three different Senate districts just for that one municipality. So they're already violating their own principles. They're saying, oh, wait, you're going to break up municipalities. Like, you've been doing that for a long time when it's politically advantageous for you.
Yes, so, well, it goes back to okay for me, yet not for thee. We will see how this plays out. When we return, Dan Schaefer will still be here. We will be recombobulating. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air across the Civic Media Radio Network. Jane Matt Nair here with you. Greg Bach is with me in studio live from our beautiful studio in downtown Waukesha. Got Calvin on the board and our guest from the recombobulation area, Dan Schaefer, the one and only. By the way, you can subscribe to the recombobulation area. It is such an incredible deal, Dan Schaefer.
It's a value.
It is a value.
I couldn't agree more, Jane and Greg. It's great value. Subscribe now. We still have our holiday deal. I think today is the last day for our 25% off holiday sale at the Recombobulation Era. And if you already subscribe, it makes a great gift.
It does.
You might have some gift cards burning the hole in your pocket, some extra cash in that Christmas card from Grandma. Use it to recombobulate all the way through 2024.
How many press awards do you have? Is it 9, 10, 1,000?
I think it's a 10.
It's 10 for the recombobulation area.
10. Yeah, so, I mean, you're getting multi-award-winning coverage. I mean, this is... What are you talking about, people? It's a value.
It is a huge value. And I think one thing that you've previewed, Dan, for this year, this election year, is that you actually do look at every single race in Wisconsin and break it down. So if people have questions and maybe... Not everyone is as plugged into politics as we tend to be.
Yeah.
And they're living their lives. And so it's nice to be able to have one place to go to where it's, here is this person who's running in your district. Here are the two people running in your district, and here's what they believe, and here's where they differ, right?
Hi, I'm Dan. I've recombobulated it for you.
That's right. That's right. And that was one of the articles that won a Milwaukee Press Club Award for public service journalism. So there you go. For previewing every last race on the ballot in the Wisconsin State Legislature, we're just talking about, you know, the potential for getting new maps. If you want to understand how those races are going to play out, what those new maps are going to mean, what the candidates are, what the stakes are going to be, you're going to want to be recombobulating with us in 2024.
Absolutely. It's absolutely worth it. All right. Moving along, David Crowley, who is Milwaukee County Executive and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, You sat down and spoke with both of them over the last couple of weeks, correct?
Yeah, I held an extended end of year interview with the both of them. Both in their first terms in office, both ending what I think is a remarkable year for the city of Milwaukee. You know, getting their finances in order, but with finally getting the deal with the state to bring about the sales tax, bring about some new shared revenue dollars, and for the first time in forever, the Milwaukee budgets are turning the dial from cuts to investments. So I think, you know, we talked a lot about that, reflected on the year, some of the big issues of the year and things like that. But now, yesterday, actually, was the filing deadline for local elections, for the spring election. You know, we always talk, 2024 is an election year. It's a presidential election year. Every year in Wisconsin is an election year.
Yeah.
We're coming up to see if either of those two will face a formidable challenge based on what we saw from what was filed yesterday before the deadline. I think David Crowley and Cavalier Johnson are going to be heavy favorites to win re-election in the spring election. They're only kind of nominal opposition that I think either of them will face. A man by the name of David King is running against Cavalier Johnson. He is one of these guys who's run for a whole bunch of different offices and is one of these perennial candidates who has lost. He lost for a bid for Republican primary for lieutenant governor. He lost in a race for Secretary of State. He lost the race for Milwaukee Common Council. I think he lost a race for Congress once upon a time.
He must just like running
against Gwen Moore. So he's just, again, one of these guys who runs for office all the time. So I don't expect him to bring any significant challenge. The other candidate who is going to be potentially on the ballot for both mayor and county executive, depending on how the signatures play out, is Aisha Griffin, who ran for mayor last time.
Yeah.
And she has run for a variety of offices over the years, but she filed to run for mayor. She filed to run for county executive, and she filed to run in two different aldermanic districts. So I'm not quite sure how exactly that is going to play out. But if you remember anything of the 2022 mayor's race, she was part of the primary there, did not receive a whole lot of votes. So I don't imagine she's going to be really pushing either of the candidates. I just think it's very amusing that she's running for all of these different offices at once.
Absolutely, that's.
When you said someone's running for both offices, I was like, here comes Bob Donovan. Because exactly. If you know Milwaukee politics, Bob Donovan.
Bob Donovan, yeah.
I'm wondering, though, Dan, because the new sales taxes are kicking in right this week, the new county sales tax and the city of Milwaukee sales tax. So do you think there's going to be any blowback from constituents about this? Do you think it's going to be a measurable impact on people's pocketbooks?
Yeah, I think in certain cases it will be. I think some will of course, be making their individual decisions about how and where they're going to spend their money on certain items. But I think overall, this is what the city needs and what the legislature has allowed for to stay afloat. I saw some, other suburban county leaders, Washington County Executive Josh Schoenman, who was commenting on the sales tax saying, hey, come get out of Milwaukee, come spend your tax dollars here. And, he's somebody that was supportive of the shared revenue deal that was negotiated to help fund this. But now that it's in place, he's just trying to exploit the political divisions in place. And I think what we should hope for is some regional cooperation, some regional solidarity, and say like, hey, this is a good thing for the Milwaukee in the long term. They're going to be able to fund public safety, fund police and fire, fund their Department of Public Works, buses, parks, all these different things that were absolutely needed to fund by the sales tax. Because as I mentioned interviewing the mayor said, without this sales tax, the outcome was a dystopian future for the city of Milwaukee. They were going to have to basically eliminate the whole library, all of the city libraries, cut the police department in half, close all sorts of fire stations. Like, that would have been the future if we didn't have this sales tax. So I think it's really unfortunate to see Republicans like the Washington County executive, exploit those political political divisions of pitting city against suburb. I just think we just need to get past that type of
thinking.
Partisan
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It doesn't accomplish anything. We're all in this together, everybody. You know, we all succeed. We all succeed. An economic engine like Milwaukee or Madison failing would not do the state any good overall. All right. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, thank you so much for joining us on this inaugural Matt Nair on Air program. We will talk to you next Tuesday if that still works for you.
Sounds great, Jane.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Stay with us when we return. That sexy college professor from a former chancellor from La Crosse sharing more details. That's on the way. This is Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.